The Biden administration is doing the full Monty. They don't want to just raise taxes here in America. They want to raise them all around the world. This is what you call socialism on steroids, and it tells you just exactly how egotistical and self-centered and frankly dumb these people really are. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Intel Show. I am Trish Regan. And yeah, you know what? I've heard some dumb economic ideas in my time, but this one? Biden knows that companies are going to leave the United States and relocate because he's taxing them to death. And so he and his team, they have an idea. Oh, they'll just require the rest of the world to tax just as much of the United States. That'll go over well. Here's Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, floating this ridiculous idea.
We're working with G20 nations to agree to a global minimum corporate tax rate that can stop the race to the bottom. Together, we can use a global minimum tax to make sure the global economy thrives based on a more level playing field in the taxation of multinational corporations and spurs innovation, growth, and prosperity.
Because, yeah, every nation, China included, they're just going to bow down to Biden and say, okay, sure, whatever you say, we'll hike taxes on every single company just to keep you, Sir Biden, happy. And of course, all those companies will leave and then we'll be left with no business. And so wait a second, why again are we going to do that? You're not going to do that. I mean, look at Ireland, for example. Ireland has a wonderful low corporate tax rate, 12%, right? So a lot of companies want to do business in Ireland. A lot of companies, don't forget, during that whole tax inversion thing that happened during the Biden-Obama years, that happened because taxes were so high. And so you had these shotgun marriages where an American company would have like a mail order bride, sometimes in Ireland, with a corporate tax rate of 12%. And they would do these mergers, you see. And so suddenly that American company would be headquartered in Ireland or some other great place in the world where taxes were lower. And the United States, well, they don't like it. You know, I get that they don't like it. But you know what? That's called competition. You can't actually just legislate that the entire world is going to be 28% because you want 28%. I mean, really, talking about, again, egotistical. You know, at the same time, I'm getting tired of having to stand up for capitalism when the capitalists themselves, Coca-Cola included, can't say boo. I mean, we've got a bunch of corporations that just roll over and play dead. They are so terrified of the PC police that they will do whatever it takes to theoretically stay in the PC police's good graces. And you know what? This is what they're going to wind up with. So be it. I mean, I'm frustrated because I know what it means for our country. I know what it means for the generation of kids that are graduating from school this year and aren't going to be able to find jobs. I know what it means for our future. We need to be a thriving center of economic activity. And you can't be that when you're taxing crazy rates and the rest of the country is willing to offer something different. But you know what? You've got to have businesses that are willing to stand up to this. They weren't. Okay, they, you know, for whatever reason, okay, they didn't like Donald Trump and his personality. I said all along, you know what? This is not about personality. This is about policy. And if you elect Joe Biden, you are going to get socialist policy that will ruin this country. And sure enough, here we are. He was supposed to be the nice guy, right? Like just a nice guy. Didn't really have too many ideas upstairs. He wasn't supposed to be all that bright. I still don't think he's that bright. But nonetheless, he's been a politician since, what, 1970-something. And so he's got a viewpoint that he wants to inflict on everyone else. And again, companies are afraid to say boo. Let me just say, I'm not afraid to say boo. And I'll tell you this, we are lucky. We are damn lucky to have the economy we have. And we're going to lose it. We're going to lose it because of stupid policy. But let me just remind Joe and Janet Yellen, who want to know better, and the rest of them, you cannot legislate against competition. A meritocracy is the only way forward. We don't need these woke boards with woke shareholder groups who, by the way, have you ever heard of a racial audit? That's the newest thing. These woke shareholder groups and woke boards and woke political agenda types are coming forward to many companies and saying, we think you need a racial audit. They're really going after Wall Street banks because they're saying, well, these banks, they contributed to racism in America. Let's find out how. We need a racial audit. And again, where's capitalism? Where are these companies in terms of defending themselves? We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Plus, I don't see Kamala at the border. Like, isn't this supposed to be her job? Like, didn't she just get assigned to fix the border issue? She has no intention of fixing anything. She has no intention of obeying the president's request to clean up the border. So my question is she insubordinate or just plain political? Maybe a little of both. I'm on it.
Do you have plans to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before and I'm sure I will again.
Well, that was Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, laughing about being asked to go to the border on March 22nd, just a couple weeks ago. That was just days ahead of Joe Biden assigning her to the task. So you got to wonder, what did she know that we didn't when she started laughing? You see, she didn't want this assignment. I think that's pretty evident, right? Why would anybody want this assignment, frankly, if you're in the Democrat Party? This is one big thankless assignment because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. We have 17,000 and counting little children, and a lot of adolescent males, by the way, there at the border in U.S. custody. All right, some have COVID. We're not testing for COVID-19. I mean, even though Fauci's all worked up and his colleague is really scared, she tells us. Despite all that, they're not testing at the border, not unless you show major symptoms. So we have a completely unmanageable, inhumane situation going on at our border. Joe Biden has done nothing but to effectively welcome people to this country through his rhetoric, and the Democratic Party has backed him every step of the way. Think about Nancy Pelosi talking about how important it was to have this path to citizenship. This is what they want. They want to bring more and more and more people in here, except of course, if you can't handle it as a country, then what do you do? What do you do if you don't have the proper infrastructure in place to manage this, which is exactly where we find ourselves now? Oh, you put not Joe Biden in charge. No. He's too smart for that, right? He's been in politics a long time. Like since I was a little kid, this guy has been in it and he finally managed to win it. So you think he's going to let Kamala Harris get away with not having to take the heat on this one? No. He's distancing himself from the border crisis. Crisis is the word we should use. And he's putting it on Kamala's shoulders. Kamala's not very happy because what she's supposed to do, if she turns people away, she's done. If she keeps bringing them in and we don't have the resources to manage it as we currently do not, she's done. So she's just ignoring it. She's like, yeah. Hey, buddy, you told me to go down there, but you know, I'm just going to talk to the president of Mexico and see if we can work something out. She's not going anywhere near it. And that's really too bad. I mean, if this is your job and you signed up to be president of the United States someday, there, you see, I had the slip, just as Biden did, just as so many did, because I think that is actually fundamentally what this is all about, making her president someday. I don't know if Joe Biden likes that so much. I don't think he's buying into that. Don't forget, he still has fresh memories of her trying to throw him under the bus, figure of speech, saying, you know, I don't think you're a racist. I don't think you're a racist, right? But I remember I was a little girl during the busing and blah, blah, blah. And you were out there doing things that effectively, she said, were racist. So he remembers that. He knows that people are talking about her to take his job should he go. And he's saddling her with the border. I guess he's smarter than we think. Okay, coming up, we got to get to this woke insanity that's plaguing big banks right now. The world's biggest asset manager, the one that's leading the charge in the White House, the one that put Brian Deese, the one who ran green energy at their firm, in charge of the president's economic policy. Well, now they're calling on firms to have these racial audits because somehow Wall Street and other corporations are to blame for every racial injustice in this nation. We're going to get into it next. You know, we've been talking about a corporate tax hike, and I'm getting to the point where, like, I am just so sick of these corporations. I will stand up for capitalism. You know what? I will always stand up for capitalism, and I will stand up for America, and I will stand up for American workers. But I am tired of these corporations that are refusing to stand up for themselves. In fact, if anything, some of them may be, in fact, doing the opposite, trying to pressure others, right, to maybe take out some competition. I don't know, but this is kind of strange. BlackRock says it's doing a deep dive into its business to see how it, BlackRock itself, may have contributed to racial inequities in the financial system. The world's largest money manager is planning to undergo an independent racial audit of its operations. This is following a request from a shareholder. And I go, of course, what are you going to do? A shareholder says, we think you're racist. And so now you have to sort of prove, I guess, that you're not. But maybe the answer in today's society is you're supposed to just like swallow it and say, yes, we are. And here's some money. I mean, you've got Airbnb, Facebook. They've all been going through these similar things in the past few years. Goldman Sachs, interestingly, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, they're actually all asking shareholders to vote against the proposals. You had JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup even going so far as to ask regulators to block the resolutions entirely. Those appeals were actually denied. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson, a company that's very much in the news lately for their one-shot vaccine, they're asking shareholders to reject a proposed racial audit of the company. You know, what is a racial audit anyway? So they've got to go through the whole history of the company and figure out, were there any social injustices? And if so, I guess the company has to pay up, right? Because they've had a hand in this inequity somehow. This has all sort of come into being in part because of President Joe Biden's recent signing of an executive order to advance equality. So then suddenly you saw this call for among third party groups, right, that are looking at the company's business models, everything from what they provide, what kind of services they have, to any policies that they may have put in place to determine whether they have been responsible for encouraging or perhaps reinforcing or perhaps perpetuating discrimination of any kind. Because, you know, it's always corporate America's fault. It's always Wall Street's fault, right? That's why the whole world is the way it is. That's why somebody gets ahead and somebody doesn't. Has nothing to do with bad government. I'm sorry. Go to Chicago for a second, where the poor little kids in Chicago haven't gotten a break, right? You know what? In a lot of middle-class suburbs in the rest of America, kids are going to school. But no. You got lousy politicians that are run by lousy teachers' unions that are preventing these kids from getting an access to an education. If you're in the inner city of Chicago, good luck. There's something really messed up about that. There's something really wrong. And you can't tell me that's the banking system's fault. That is the fault of the leaders that are in these communities that are struggling so hard. They don't give them a leg up. They don't provide them with the basics. And I'm talking education as just one of those basics. And I'm talking about choice in education, right? Get a little market influence in there. This is what actually Betsy DeVos could have rolled out in the next 4 years in such an incredible way, because she understood the value of a mother and father making a choice for their child for a better future. And instead, in too many of these Democrat-run communities, you're stuck with one big lousy future and no government leader is going to do anything about it. Oh, except maybe tax the banks. You see how this works, right? I'm a little tired of it. I bet you are too. I think America is. I think there's going to be a big sea change in 2022. But it's up to every single one of us to keep pounding the table, because these are not ideals that we believe in. And you know what? We never will. Please make sure that you go to trishintel.com for all of your news. Please make sure that you have subscribed to this podcast. Share it with a friend. Tell them I'm here. This podcast is here for you free every single day. And if you really like talking about all this socialism stuff and policy stuff and Wall Street stuff and economic stuff, then please visit me online on Facebook. I have a private group there just for members where we talk about story ideas and we point to the research that really is vital and critical for people to know about at this juncture. And I say juncture because, gosh, who the heck knows what's ahead, right? All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Have a great day.